This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Welcome back. Rumya Muth and Kelly McDonald, welcome to the program. Appreciate wherever you are listening in, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks a lot for being with us. We want to also remind you, check out the show when you have time. Well, you could do it listening to us live or maybe one of the repeats. But if not, we've been talking about podcasts. Well, what about ours, folks? Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher and you can listen to the complete Kelly and Company podcast experience. We'll be tossing an audio vanity card from one of us on the team. Or you can also listen to the show in segment form. You hear something on the show, maybe catch near the end of it, go back, check it out via the Kelly and Company podcast. And don't forget, along the podcast feed, the best of The Buzz with Bill. Just search back for it. You'll find it. And I hand things over to my co-host, Rumya Muthan.
Kels, we're going to get into something a bit interesting, I find. I mean, we're talking a lot about mental health on the show, and I feel like this plays a big part in it. You know, people are reporting that their minds wander at work 37% of the time. It's a very specific number. And stress, of course, increases mind wandering by 2 to 3 times. And why is this? How can we ease these stress levels that we're feeling at work? We're going to talk more about all of this with someone from the Greater Toronto Area. It's Vince Brewerton, Country Director at Potential Project. Vince, thank you for coming on Kelly and Company.
My pleasure, Rumya. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. And we're also really excited to learn more about Potential Project. Before we get started on the study, what do you guys do over at Potential Project?
Well, Potential Project is a global research, consulting, and training organization. We were started about 15 years ago in Denmark by our founder, Rasmus Hugard. And we're on a mission, Rumya. We're on a mission to create a more human world of work, one where everyone can contribute in a meaningful way. And we do that by helping leaders and teams really to understand and manage their minds a little better, to enhance well-being and performance in the workplace.
Sounds so great, because without that strong, I mean, when I say that, that healthy mind is probably what I'm looking for as the appropriate word. You know, we get ourselves into sometimes a not so good place. Now, the study you ran is called the Mind at Work Study. Can you tell us why this was put together?
Sure, I'd be happy to. We've been collecting data on the impact our work has had with clients since we started doing the work. With new technologies, we were able to really dig in and collect data, you know, from people while they were actually at work. So rather than relying on, you know, surveys before and after some of our training programs, we will be able to collect data live during the day from people when they were in the workplace. And so this gave us a really good and, for the first time, such a detailed look at how the mind works through the day in a variety of industries and countries and people. So it was a great opening up, so to speak, of how we see the mind when it's working.
Yeah, and we're curious to know how you collected this data in terms of, you know, how you can tell when someone's mind is wandering. How are you able to quantify that?
Yeah, well, this new technology, we developed our proprietary app called The Mind at Work. Actually, it's called Mind Grow, but it was used to create this report, The Mind at Work. And what we did was we worked with our clients to group a number of employees together where each one had this app on their phones. And during the day, they committed to spending a week with us, so a regular work week with us. And during the day, the app would ping them a variety of times, and they would have to answer some questions about what they were involved in, whether they were focused on what they intended to be focused on. And we even sprinkled a couple of mind wandering kind of activities in there to to really test, right, whether people's minds were wandering. And that's how we came up with that number, 37%. You mentioned that it was precise, but it's a result of slicing and dicing all this data from around the world.
Very interesting. The response must have been fascinating, especially as they try to answer the questions. If they even caught the ping with the mind wandering or what have you, we get distracted. Other things are around or are in our minds. Can you walk us through some more of the findings and what we might have, what you guys might have noticed since we mentioned that mind wandering increases like 2 to 3 times with stress?
Yeah, and I think, that's a great point and, mm-hmm. and an important one for us, especially these days, right, with our pandemic. People's minds are really busy and stressed. And, we have things that, like our phones and social media and other things which are obviously hugely beneficial to us, but also draw us away sometimes from what we prefer to be focused on. And then our minds themselves are busy, right? We're worrying, we're thinking about different things. We're worried about other people, ourselves, our jobs, et cetera. And so those activities are distracting us. And when we're stressed, which means our bodies have responded differently, right? We're releasing cortisol and adrenaline. We're in fight or flight response when we're stressed. Mm-hmm. all those chemicals are changing the way our brains are working and where they're focused. So 2 to 3 times is significant, because if you could think about, here the example, if you check your email, for example, before you go to bed, and you see your boss's name in the list, your body is going to respond to that, right? And it will respond, as if there was a wild animal in your room or something, right? It's going to be ready to take off. So it can be very impactful.
And would you say, or could you say, if stress was the biggest or one of the big factors of mind wandering, what's the correlation overall because of it?
What do you mean by correlation? Do you mean
between stress and our mind wandering?
Well, our study reported that the amount of wandering increases 2 to 3 times mm-hmm. when the employee or when we're experiencing stress. So if you think about it, if you're stressed at work, worrying about family or your job performance or your health, whatever that is, the study tells us that it's going to be much harder to focus on what you need to do, whether that's, a report or sending emails or having a conversation. Mm-hmm. Right? Focus also wow. applies to having a conversation, a meaningful conversation with someone. If
yeah,
you're distracted, it's harder to do that.
Right. Are you omnipresent, as we say, because your mind might be somewhere else? Now, you partnered with leading academic researchers out there. Were they surprised by the findings? I mean, a lot of this to me seems, yeah, okay, if you're distracted worrying about money and you're trying to accomplish something or talk to anybody, you're going to seem that way, or you're going to miss things because your attention is split. But I'm sure, I wonder if that number surprised them, or the results, answers to questions.
I would say the academics that we partnered with were more intrigued than surprised.
Right.
I think, as you say, it makes sense, right, from a common sense perspective, that if you're worried, you're not able to focus as much on the job you have to do or the person
sure.
you want to speak with. But I think they were more intrigued by some of the details. The 2 to 3 times as a result of stress was intriguing. The report goes on to talk about daily patterns of mind wandering. I personally was intrigued to see that Friday mornings were one of the lowest periods of mind wandering. I sort of expected Fridays to be one where people were thinking about the weekend more, but it turns out that it was one of the lowest times for a wandering mind in the workplace. Well, that was interesting.
So are there any tips or things like that, you know, suggestions for employers who want to ease stress levels at work? Were any of that shared?
Sure. I think employers can do their best to really create an environment where people can take care of themselves and therefore take care of their minds, since we're talking about the mind. Some of our clients are instituting rules around Zoom or virtual meetings, right? No virtual meetings before 9 a.m. or after 5 p.m. Regular breaks, enabling people to schedule meetings with little breaks in between to allow people to rest or shift from work to, taking a walk or doing something that gives them a bit of break from that constant work environment. And of course, the biggest thing is to help employees adopt some form of mind training or mindfulness practice. I mean, that can be a huge benefit. The report also showed that was one of the three huge impacts in terms of improving people's ability to stay focused during the day.
Superb. That's great. Where can we get more information on it, where people can kind of break down some of the things that you guys have published about it?
Certainly people can find lots of information on our website, potentialproject.com. We have an insights page, which has lots of articles and tips, and the full report, The Mind at Work, is available there. So people can download all that for free, and they can see more suggestions about the kind of programs that we offer to companies and leaders and teams. So fully available there for sure.
Amazing. Vince, thank you so much for sharing the findings with us, for giving us all the detail, and we'll definitely send people to your site. Take care and talk to you soon.
Excellent. Thanks very much for the invitation. Appreciate it.
We were speaking with Vince Brewerton, Country Director at Potential Project from the Greater Toronto Area, and we were talking about their Mind at Work study.
Friday is interesting, eh? Friday morning. But I think if you stop and think, well, people are thinking about the weekend. They're kind of, as we always tease and say, I'm partially zoned out. I'm already gone. So I think some of it is somewhat of an obvious, but when you really think, geez, really, am I that distracted or is that many of us? Wow, could be scary. We're going to take a break, folks, and in the next hour of the program, we flip through quirky stories from around the world. Jeff Ryman is here with What in the World. With us for today's roundtable conversation is AMI TV editor Mark Phoenix. But up next, it's The Buzz Thursday edition style with Bill Shackleton.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.